We see what we're often more familiar with in the Gospel of Matthew today, in the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Matthew has the whole passage about you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and Jesus then turning to Peter and giving him the name Peter and such. This version from Luke seems to be more curt, more succinct. Peter declares, you are the Christ of God. And then Jesus invites them to silence. We can often wonder at this action of Jesus of silencing his apostles who know the truth. But what's beautiful is when we put it up against the first reading today, we get an inkling, a suspicion that it is not time for Jesus to be declared the Christ publicly, out loud, before others. It is not time for that. And yet there is another time that must take place between the now and the then, and that is a time when he will be rejected, be killed, and raised. Now is not the time to proclaim Jesus as the Christ. It will be one day soon. The first reading today, this sense of that there is a time for everything under the sun, goes through a whole list of things. We have to ask ourselves the question, following this reading today, what time is it? Yeah, I'm glad none of you looked down at your watch to tell me. What is the season? What is the present season that we are in? I would think that each one of us, that there is a present time that we are in individually, but there seems to be a season and a time for our church, for our nation. Do you recognize the season? It is very important that you take time to recognize the season. Why? Because you can't start planting stuff now if you expect it to be fully grown by the time winter comes. It is not the time for planting right now. In fact, it's pretty close to the time of harvest for many of the crops. But if you are determined to say, this is a time for planting, good luck. God's blessings upon you. But you will be fighting against many things that will not be right. It is important that we discern the present moment, my brothers and sisters. Because just as there is sun and rain, and there are seasons and times for the natural order of things, so too for our life. It does no good for us to imagine that we are in one time when we are in another. It is not the environment at which we will flourish if we choose something else than where God has us. So again, we come to the question, simple enough. What season of life are you in? Do you know? Have you even asked this question of God? My brothers and sisters, if God is able to speak to you about the season of your life, then you will know what you must be about, what you should be doing. Because if we do that, there will be a fruitfulness for that season, no matter what it is. So, ask God the question. Ask him to speak to your heart about the season of your life right now. and ask him for the courage to respond. Amen.